Representative Greg Murphy, masking has become a symbol of a failed presidency. By Hannah Blow on January 22, 2022. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, a doctor and vice chair of the House GOP Doctors Caucus, told Breitbart News Saturday that masks have become a symbol of a failed presidency. As President Biden promised to crush the virus and unite the country, failing to do both. Murphy, a House Ways and Means Committee member, wrote a thorough op-ed this week detailing Biden's first year in office, highlighting the president's self-inflicted disasters. "We can walk this back literally from his first day," he began, noting that Biden proclaimed he would be a unity president and bring people together. But what did he do? He marched right over to the White House and began tearing the country apart, tearing apart everything that President Trump did that was good, he said. As he moved forward, he became anything but the unity president. Inflation, Murphy said, set the tone of the year. But Biden's failures became extremely evident with the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan and his attempt to score a political victory. Biden said he would not leave Americans behind. But some are still there to this day, Murphy noted. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, January 22, 2022. "Biden also literally from the first day opened our southern border," he said, explaining that it led to other crises, including burdens on hospitals, human trafficking, and the flood of illicit drugs. "Biden effectively gave the southern border to the drug cartels," he added, noting the number of people who have died from drug overdoses. "More individuals have died from COVID in his tenure than the year prior during President Trump's tenure," he continued. "It's just been one self-inflicted disaster after another," he said, pointing to the supply chain crisis and Biden's desire to throw money at an economy that is now severely inflationary. "This has been a year in disaster and one of utter incompetence," he said. "This isn't leadership. This is essentially trying to tear this nation apart." Murphy said Biden made a major mistake in promising to crush the Chinese coronavirus, noting that Dr. Anthony Fauci also lost credibility because of his arrogance. "The masks themselves are a symbol of a failed presidency," he said when asked about Biden's failure to follow through with just 100 days of masking, adding that Biden has lied to the American people and continues to double down on them. "He's either totally out of touch, which I think is part of it, or he's tone deaf, or he just doesn't understand the fact that he is lying," Murphy said, noting that if masks truly worked, the U.S. would not have seen a third surge. He also said there are secondary ramifications of forcing children to mask in school and forcing the disabled to wear masks on airplanes. "We have ruined so many of our children's education for the sake of what is utter nonsense in political science rather than true medical science," he said before pivoting to vaccines. While he said he is pro-vaccine, Murphy said the ultimate purpose is not to prevent the virus completely, forcing it to bounce off your skin. Rather, it makes the severity less, he said. But public health officials, he noted, were not forthright about that and began instituting mandates, segregating society, shaming people, bullying people into "you're vaccinated or not vaccinated." He used Japan as an example, which did not mandate vaccines. Despite that, it sees some of the highest vaccination rates in the country, using truthful education. But the U.S., however, has lost trust in the medical system because of misleading narratives. "I've said from the beginning, I believe this is a decision about vaccination between a doctor and a patient, not between a citizen and the government," Murphy said. He added that he believes Americans are ready to move on from the mandates and rules. He also said a great number of those in the ICU for the virus are on government assistance and asked why the government has not mandated them to get the vaccine, given their attempts to force vaccines on private employers, federal workers, and healthcare workers. "Why have we then not mandated people who are on Medicaid to get vaccines?" he asked, pointing to the hypocrisy of the Biden administration. "That's very, very hypocritical that the Biden administration, in all its mandate fury, never did that," he added.